We're in Hoidu up to the Pasuk of Zeri Sol Avdoi B'nei Yaakov B'chiro. So Zeri Sol Avdoi means Klai Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, the Eved of Hashem, B'nei Yaakov B'chiro. B'nei Yaakov, the sons of Yaakov B'chiro, his chosen ones. So B'nei Yaakov B'chiro, the Gaon says, means that Klai Yisrael was chosen when they were still just B'nei Yaakov, before they were the entire Klal Yisrael. This Chizuk explains the two things that we're saying is Zer Yisrael Avdoi. Klal Yisrael is chosen because they're the Zera of Yisrael Avdoi. They're the offsprings of Yisrael, his Eved, and therefore they have a Yichus. And that's one matter that Klal Yisrael has. The second matter is Bnei Yaakov Bechirov. They're Nivchar from themselves, from the attributes, from the malice that Klal Yisrael has. They are chosen. That they were chosen to be the Am Sekula for Hashem. Now, what is this Milo that the Zera Yisrael Avdei besides the Chosavis? So, Shem Shel Fahersh in his Pirush on Tehillim explains that the word Zera, why is it sometimes changed from Zera to Bnei? What's the difference? Zera refers, it's in the Lashon of a seed, that a seed plants the same plant as the seed was. If you take a seed from an apple tree, you're not going to get an orange. But an apple seed reproduces apples. Every seed reproduces something similar to what was planted. So being the fact that we're the Zeri Yisrael Avdei, we're the seed that was planted from the Yisrael, the Eved of Hashem, so Klai Yisrael has in it now in its makeup, in its DNA, the attributes, the Milus, the Kerechas HaNefesh, that they Yarshin from Yisrael, and therefore they have the ability, the potential, to use it in the proper way, and to be full of the Hashem. Now the Pasuk in Tehillim says, instead of Zera Yisrael Avdei, it says Zera Avram Avdei. So Medrash says, the Rekech brings it down, in partial, the Yavetz brings it more, that it says in this pasuk, Milsa Miktahi, we'll explain what this Milsa Miktah is, but Avram was Nikki Yisrael. Avram is called Yisrael. And that is the pshat in the pasuk, that the pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael were in Golas Arba Me'ashana. It means Bnei Avram were in Golas Arba Me'ashana, because from latest Yitzchok was Arba Me'ashana. This is what the Medrash says, that Avram is Nikki Yisrael. And therefore, when the Torah says that Bnei Yisrael were in Golos 400 years, it means Bnei Avram, because Avram is Nikri Yisrael, and Yisrael is referring to Avram. So what is this Milsa Miktahi, and what does it mean that Yisrael is Nikra, Avram was Nikri Yisrael? So can add a little beer. But there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fitasim and Beis, that the Gemara says, L'chein Koyim HaHashem al-Beis Yaakov, asher padas Avram. So Hashem said to the Beis Yaakov, Ashapadas Avram. So simply means that Hashem was paid to Avram, but the Gemara darshens it to mean that Yaakov was paid to Avram. Yaakov redeemed Avram. V'hechem etzina word we find Yaakov Shapadal Avram, that he redeemed Avram. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Shapadim Mitzar Gidol Banim, that he saved him from the Tzar Gidol Banim, that originally Avram should have had the Tarech Hashvatim, as Rashi explains, and Yaakov did it instead of him. The Tanchuma takes it a step further than Tanchuma and told us Oiz Dalid and Shemois Oiz Dalid and Medrash Rabbah and Medrash Agadis in a few places says that Avram Avinu was Nitzel Mei Kivshon. Darshan's in this pasuk that Avram Avinu was Nitzel from the Kivshon Bizchus Yankov. So the Eitz Yosef others point out there's actually two different discussions in the Medrash in this. The Medrash in Toldus really says that Avram wasn't Nitzel B'schus Yaakov. Avram was supposed to be Nitzel in his egen B'schus. Just Malachim came with a kitchuk that there's going to be Rishoyim coming out from Yaakov, from Avram Avinu. And if he's not Zeichet, that you should go ahead and be Matzel him. And then Hashem said that Yaakov is going to come out of him, and therefore he'll go save him. So in actuality, Yaakov just made it that we ignored the Rishoyim that came out of Avram. The Kalakamach explains Ben Abachi that it's not the tzaddik shoynus of Avram that it wasn't nitzel b'schus atzmai, but fakert Yisrael coming from Avram was the tree, And Yisrael was one of the branches of the tree. So Yisrael was something that came out of Avram. It's a chelik, it came out of Avram because of Avram. And this shows the malice of Avram, reproduce something like Yisrael. And therefore, this was the schosim of Avram. But Akoponim, the Medrash, Agadah, as the Eitzayis points out, says that the whole atoll was in the schos of Yisrael, or at least Yisrael was the Zerah that we're counting of Avram, and that caused us to ignore the Zerah Rishayim. So Tzegris Mas, to a certain extent, we see that there's a correlation between the Zerah Yisrael being the Zerah Avram, that we're only counting the Zerah of Yisrael as the Zerah Avram. And that's maybe what the Medrash means, that Yisrael was Pada Avram by becoming the exclusive family from the children, offsprings of Avram, in entire perspective. And this is why the Zera Avram are called Zera Yisrael, possibly. Now we continue, we say, Hu Hashem Aleikenu B'chol Aretz Mishpatov. Hashem, the guy says, even though he's only our Hashem, still all over is his Mishpatim. The Sich Yitzchak adds that Hashem has an Ashkocha Protis with Yisrael. But don't think that with the other Umas, that anything that happens with them is Mikra, if there's earthquakes, tornadoes, any other natural disasters. Don't think they just happened because they happened. But B'chol Aretz Mishpatav, anything that happens anywhere in the world, it's from the Mishpatei Hashem, and it's not Mikra, but it comes from Hashem. The Rekech says, Hu Hashem Aleikenu means that Hashem deals with Klai Yisrael straight, without a Shliach. The Chor, the Fidvar, the end of the Pasuk is B'chol Aretz Mishpatav. That in the rest of the world, it's not necessarily Hashem straight, but it's through a Shliach, B'chol Aretz Mishpatav. And he says that the B'chol Aretz Mishpatav was seen when the Aron was captured and was taken by the Plishtim, that wherever they went, they were punished, the Mishpatei Hashem were there. The Magid Tzedek says, that the Pasuk says, Hu Hashem Aleikenu, the beginning of the Pasuk is, Midas Arachim and Midas Adin. Those are the two shemus of Hashem, that's why it says Hashem Aleikenu. For Klai Yisrael, there's a Midah of Rachim and there's a Midah of Din. But B'chol Aretz, when it comes time to dealing with the Goyim, it's only Mishpatav, they only have Midas Hadin, they don't have Midas Harachamim. That's the difference between Klai Yisrael and everybody else. We continue, Zichru L'Olam Brisai, remember forever the Bris of Hashem. Dover Tzivul Alev Dar, this that Hashem commanded for 100 generations. So what is the Bris Hashem? So there's two pshatim, Rashi, and Nach and others learn that the Bris of Hashem refers to the Torah. That Hashem's commanding us that we should always remember the Torah. Dover Tzivul Alef Dar, this that Hashem commanded the Torah 1,000 generations before it was given. Tov Kuf Ayin Dalo Daris, before the world was created, Hashem commanded on it in 26 Daris from Adam Arishon until Moshe. That is the Alef Dar. This is one pshat that Rashi says. Rashi says another pshat. Another Rishonim say that it's referring to the bris to be made to Klai Yisrael, to give the merits to Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Shemer HaBris V'Chesed Alav Dor, that Hashem watches the bris for 1,000 generations. Because Yisrael, the Tefarta, with the Gimel, with the Nachla of the Yud Amin, we only got Shiva Amin, we haven't fully gotten yet. So even though we didn't get its soul, its entirety, for every the bris that Hashem made with the Obis will still come. Don't worry that it didn't happen yet, there's still time. Because Dover Tzivul Alev Dar. Hashem is Shemer HaBris L'Alev Dar. So therefore it would still come, and this is what we're telling Klai Yisrael. And the Mefarshim are adding that we're going to tell now, the Malbim says, we're going to say now, the original bris that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael, that we say, Ashakar says, Avram, this is the continuation of the Pesukim, that's going on, the bris of Yisrael, that Hashem made a convert with Avram, and the reason with Avram was called Karas, because there was a bris made up Sarim, so they cut up the pieces. Ashakar says, Avram, that Hashem was Karas with Avram. Shvuasa the Yitzchak, and he made a Shvuah to Yitzchak. The Malbim explains why it's called Shvuasa the Yitzchak, because the Gemara says Hein Hein Shvuah. If something's repeated, it blibes a Shvuah. It comes, it's a Shvuah. Therefore, the repeating of the Bris of Avram to Yitzchak, it came a Shvuah. But immediately Yaakov, and he tripled it and was maimed it. He stood it with Yaakov. L'chayk. So the Malbim explains that he. In the chayk means it came part of the tab of the world, that it has to be like this now, that it's all has to be Klal Yisrael. Li Yisrael, when Yaakov reached the Madrega of Yisrael, which is a higher level, Bris Olam, it came that it can never be changed, there can be no losing of it, but it's so inherently has to go to the Klal Yisrael, and there's no other way. Now in Tehillim it says, which will also the Yitzchak with a sin, it's another one of the differences. The Rekarek explains that the difference between Yitzchak with a sin and Yitzchak with a tzaddik is 210, because 300 minus 90 is 210. That's the Radu Shana, the 210 years that they were in Mitzrayim. But then the author says, the Yitzchak is Hashem HaTzchoik, because Yitzchak means Tzchoik. Ozmo is Tzchoik Pinu. The laughter, the Yitzchak was Tzchoik also the Yalikim. So what does this mean? The Yitzchak, why is it referred to like this? And why are we saying this specifically over here? And I see though, the Shem Shal HaHersh in his Pirush in Tehillim, without bringing the Kech, he just explains this passage, Shuasa Yitzchak, that the Goyim make fun of Klal Yisrael over here, that you still believe that Avtalcha that Hashem gave you with so many years, so many generations, you're a dark Golus, and all the persecution that's going on, Yishafel HaUmas Veinei Amim, you're the lowest of the nations in the eyes of the world. You still think that Hashem is going to save you and take you out of here and bring you right back to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. Do you really believe that? And they laugh at us. That's the first laughter. But ultimately there's going to be a second laughter. Klal Yisrael is going to be, Ozimol, it's like Pinu. Klal Yisrael is going to be who you will last best. Klal Yisrael is going to be the one that has an ultimate laugh. Ozimol, it's like Pinu. The B.S. Mashiach and Harry V'Yameinu. Then the Pasuk continues. Leimar, what was the treaty, the covenant that Hashem made, the Shavuot that Hashem made with them? L'cho eti in Eretz Canaan. To you, I'm going to give Eretz Canaan. Hevel Nachlaskim, the portion of your Nachla. So the Goyim points out that the beginning of the pasuk says l'cha singular. The end of the pasuk says nachlaskam plural. Why is that? Because Eretz Yisrael was promised and given to Avram Avinu as a Yaakov individual. Only Avram Avinu, him himself, was zeichet to Eretz Yisrael. But nachlaskam refers to the Beis Hamikdash, and that needed the schus of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, because Avram was zeichet to Yerushalayim, Yitzchak was zeichet to Arbayis, and Yaakov was zeichet to the Mikdash. So that's why it's chevel nachlaskam, all three of them together. It's a plural, because only through all of them together will be zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Navi calls, refers to this Eretz Canaan, because the Haftacha was given when it was only Eretz Canaan. Because we're bringing this as proof. The Mefarshim explained that Hashem's Haftacha to be paidos from Galus will be Mekuyim. The proof to that is that Hashem made an Haftacha to the Ovis to give them Eretz Yisrael, and it was Mekuyim. So we're saying Hashem gave it to them when it was called Eretz Canaan. It wasn't their land yet. But it was Eretz Canaan. Canaan was the power in the country. B'yoskim is saying, Isparim, you Klaius were very little. Don't think that you were a strong, big, our nation. And maybe that's why Hashem gave it to you, because he foresaw the future based on the physical appearances. And it was a good predictor, and he predicted that you're going to get it, because you're a powerful army, the Chamush HaMol B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Maybe at that stage, somebody would guess that you would conquer it, because that was what you set out to do. But B'yoskim is saying, Isparim, when you were very small, Kimot, in the communion Echos, in the week that they were weak. As some of Farshim explain it, and some of Farshim say it means that it wasn't even a number yet, Vigarimba. And they, when the others were there, they weren't the powers in the air to predict that they were so strong and mighty that it would retain it. But Vigarimba, they were like Gerim in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu had to buy them on some Machpelah. Chaim Sofer says that if we want to be zeichet Eretz Yisrael, we need these two things. We need to be Mesei Misbar. We have to lower ourselves. Kemat. The Atam HaMa'at. You have to be little in your own eyes. V'garim bo. Torah says, Ortai Simcha Tzmizos. Kigir V'tashavim. We have to be little in our own eyes. We have to act like we're little. Not by like Aiva and Garim. We have to realize that we're a Ger in the Eretz of Kodesh. And with that, we can be Zaycha to Eretz Yisrael. But Yishalchu Migoy Ogoy. The others went from one guy to a different guy. And from one rulership, one kingdom to a different kingdom. Now, there's a difference between guy and guy, the guy explains, and Am Acher. A guy is a group of nations without a ruler necessarily. And Am has a ruler. So they went from places without a ruler to places with a ruler. In their different, when the times that they were there, they didn't get their store right away, and they had to go from place to place. And the relevance of this, we'll see why it was relevant that they went to these two places, we'll see next week, Be'ezer Hashem. But the Sikh Yitzchak adds that the Avos went to be Megar Gerim, and Ephesh also Bechar, and Avom was Megar Gerim. The rest of the Avos, Yikur B'Shem Hashem, were Megar Gerim. So with Goyal Goy, they were able to be Megar Gerim, because there was no powerful ruler. But in Mamlocha, when they came to a place where there was in Mamlocha, there was a central ruler. The Am Acher, the Am has the king, the central rule. Not just a group of people living together. Over there, they weren't able to be Megara people always, because the ruler wanted that they should follow his religion, or they thought of themselves as Avodah Zarah sometimes. Or at least they wouldn't let them follow, not do the religion they did. Therefore, when they reached a place that had a mamlocha, they went to Alam Acher. Now, the Dubna Magid says, Amar the Gemashal, and the concept of this that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, of L'chol Etin Eretz Kanaan, that we refer back to the bris that Hashem gave to the Avos, to Eretz Kanaan, that really we got Eretz Kanaan already. So what does it mean? David Silul Avdol, Hashem commanded the bris will go for 1,000 generations. The Avtacha was given already, we got Eretz Yisrael already. But he says there's a difference between the Avtacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Avtacha of a Melech. A king wants to reward somebody and he gave him a present, he gave him a golden goblet, he gave him a 1,000 golden coins, whatever other present the king gave him. And the person takes it home, and the Heiyoyim is a robber in his house, and some guy of him steal all the present that he got from the king. He can't go back to the king and say, King, you gave me a present, and it got stolen, I need a new one. He got his present and it's over, the king can't protect it from him, the king can't return it to him. And now that's how the king give him a new one. For Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem promised it will always go to Klal Yisrael. The Goyim took it from us once, Hashem gave it to us once, and it was the first korban. We came back to Eretz Yisrael, second time it was the second korban. Maybe we should be zeicher to go to Eretz Yisrael a third time, but Hashem will constantly give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. And that's L'chotin Eretz Kanaan. There's a Dor B'Tzil Ador. There's a promise for always, forever, that Eretz Yisrael will go to Klal Yisrael. No matter how many times and how long it takes, but there's forever a promise that Eretz Yisrael will go to Klal Yisrael.